Amen, amen. As the musicians will get with the song, How Great Thou Art. Amen. This is a month that our church is very busy. Es un mes que la iglesia está ocupados, hermanos. Y bear with me, I'm going to go bilingual. We got some Spanish-speaking brothers, and I'm going to try to do my best to translate everything. I know it's kind of hard. Es un poquito difícil traducir todo lo que voy a hablar, pero para la honra y la gloria de Dios. Pueden sentarse, you may be seated. Señor mi Dios, al contemplar los cielos y el firmamento y las estrellas mías, al oír tu voz en los potentes truenos y ver brillar el sol en su esplendor, entonces mi alma entona la canción. Qué grande es Dios, qué grande es Dios. Entonces mi alma entona la canción, qué grande es Dios, qué grande es Dios. Oh Lord, my God, when I was some wonder, consider all the world thy hands have made. When I see the stars and I heard the rolling thunder, and they proclaim, hallelujah, my God, how great thou art. Then sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee. Oh, how great thou art, how great thou art. Hallelujah. Then sing my soul, my Savior, dear God, to thee. Oh, how great thou art, how great thou art. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank God we serve a mighty God. Amen. Servimos a un Dios poderoso. No un Dios de madera, no un Dios de palo, no un Dios de metal, pero servimos a un Dios que hizo los cielos y la tierra. Amen. I'm glad we serve a God that is not a metal, not a wood. Amen. A God is alive and well right now. Hallelujah. He's the Almighty God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. David used to say, I rejoice when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yo me gocé con los que me dijeron, iremos a la casa de Dios. Es un placer, hermanos. It's a pleasure to be here. Es un placer, hermanos, que Dios me ha dado la oportunidad de estar aquí esta noche. Hermanos, y también a nuestro pastor que me dio esta oportunidad aquí estar con los hermanos. Hablando un poquito de inglés y español, hermanos, pero amén. There's something special about tonight's service. Amen. I'm going to speak from my heart, and I hope it will be a blessing unto you. Amen. So, if we can all stand, vamos a ponernos de pie para honrar la palabra de Dios. We can honor the word of God. We should always have reverence for the word of God. It's not my word, it's the word of God. No es mi palabra, sino la palabra de Dios. In Romans chapter 7, chapter 7, verse 24 and 25. Dice Pablo, hermanos, miserable de mí, ¿quién me librará de este cuerpo de muerte? Gracias doy a Dios por Jesucristo, Señor nuestro. Así que yo mismo con la mente sirvo a la ley de Dios, mas con la carne a la ley del pecado. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So with the mind I must serve the law of God, but with my flesh the law of the sin. Amen. Lord Jesus, we come before your presence. We ask for your blessings, Lord Jesus. Touch me, Lord. Bless my heart. Bless my spirit, Lord Jesus. It's not my word, but it's your word, God. Hallelujah. Let me be free to speak the word of God. Hallelujah. Dame la libertad, Señor, para hablar tu palabra, Señor, para hablar a tus hijos, Señor, tu palabra, Señor Jesús. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. La razón que traigo este mensaje, hermanos, no sé si será una predicación o una enseñanza, predicación. I'm saying that the reason I bring this word to you is, I don't know if it's going to be teaching or preaching, but we find out, I guess. But there's something in my heart that has been bothering me for a long time, and it's sometimes I feel like we don't believe in the Holy Ghost anymore. It's kind of sad to see other churches that even prohibit people to speak in tongues, and I won't raise your hands to worship God, and I mean, they don't know what they're missing. They don't know what they're missing. I mean, quiero hablar de esto, hermanos, porque es muy importante, ¿verdad, hermanos? Que los últimos días que estamos viviendo, hermanos, en estos días, hermanos, la gente como que no le quiere poner mucha atención al Espíritu de Dios, hermanos. A veces pensamos que lo que sentimos, hermanos, es un espíritu como lo que le sobra a Dios. I mean, like we have the leftovers of God, or maybe we think it's the gospel of the Holy, I mean, the spirit, the friendly spirit or something, or friendly ghost, they call it. But it's something serious when we receive the Holy Ghost, when we receive the presence of God. It's something that we need more these days to be able to speak in tongues and to worship God in the spirit, amen. Because we walk by faith and not by sight, amen. There's another scripture that Paul says, miserable of me, because what I want to do, because I find out there in me there's two laws. And what I want to do, I can't do it. Anybody familiar with that? And what I don't want to do, I do. Because there's laws in our body, so many there. The laws of the law of God, amen, and the law of the flesh, of the sin. And though sometimes can control our bodies and control our mind and our hearts, and we're always fighting and we're always struggling todo el tiempo, hermanos. Estamos trabajando o peleándonos con la ley, hermanos, de la palabra de Dios, hermanos, y con la ley de la carne o del pecado que, hermanos, que nos agobia nuestras vidas en el Señor, hermanos. Y todo el tiempo nos miramos que estamos peleando nosotros mismos por dentro, hermanos, porque nos sentimos, hermanos, culpables, hermanos, porque tenemos un cuerpo pecaminoso. Man, we have a body that is a sinful nature, and that's why Paul says, who will deliver me from this body? Who will come and set me free? Who will come and give me the hope that I need, not to be doing this anymore? Amen. But I mean, we're familiar with that, and we're gonna be struggling through the whole entire life. Vamos a batallar toda nuestra vida, hermanos, nosotros, hermanos, vamos a estar batallando, luchando, hermanos, para nosotros servir a Dios, hermanos, porque tenemos una ley dentro de nosotros, hermanos, gloria a Dios. Y el capítulo 8, hermanos, es lo que me llama la atención, que Pablo declara algo hermoso. Paul declares something beautiful in chapter 8 of Romans, hallelujah, and expresses something that, hermanos, that the whole entire world has been practicing for many generations, many years they were practicing things and trying to serve God and do things, especially by the law, and the people of Israel, they try to always keep the law, but the Bible said it's impossible for the law to save us. Es imposible que la ley nos salvara, hermanos, porque muchos años y años y años los israelitas trataban de servir a Dios, hermanos, pero quebraban una ley y quebraban todas las leyes. If they broke one law, the people of God, they broke all of them. So it was so hard for the people of God to serve God, to get close to God, to be perfect. It was impossible. But Paul says something here that's very beautiful. Ahora pues, ninguna condenación hay para los que están en Cristo Jesús. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ. You must be in Christ. Tienes que estar en Cristo. Tell your neighbor, you must be in Christ. You must be under the protection of Christ. You know, when you have insurance, you feel protected, even though you would not make it in the accident. But you feel protected because you know you have a cover. You know you have a cover. Cuando tienes aseguranza en tu carro, te sientes seguro. No porque estás cumpliendo con la ley, pero te sientes seguro que si algo te pasa, te cubre tu carro y posiblemente a ti y tu familia. Amén. Por eso es la ley que de este mundo que tenemos que tener aseguranzas. Pero, hermanos, Pablo está hablando de otra ley, hermanos, tan importante para nuestras vidas, hermanos, porque no hay condenación, there's no condemnation. Amen. And it kind of, we struggle all the time. Amen. And sometimes we become the judge and the jury and the executor. And we always blaming ourselves, we always say guilty, guilty. I mean, we don't even have mercy on ourselves, and we always feel guilty. I mean, and I know we offended God. I mean, we sin against God. I mean, but the Bible said that God is faithful and just to forgive us. A veces, hermanos, que nosotros mismos nos tenemos condenación, hermanos, por la vida, que, hermanos, podemos fallar a Dios porque vivimos en esta carne pecaminosa, hermanos, esta carne que pecamos, hermanos, pero la palabra de Dios dice que si no pecamos, lo hacemos a Dios mentiroso, porque todo el tiempo somos seres humanos que pecamos y necesitamos de Dios. The Bible says, if we not sin, we call him a liar. Because we all sin. We all sin. Todos pecamos porque somos humanos. Pero aquí Pablo está hablando de algo precioso, hermano. Dice: ninguna condenación hay. Cuando estamos dentro de Cristo Jesús, bajo la protección de Cristo, hermanos, estamos protegidos. Porque dice: los que no andan conforme a la carne, sino conforme al Espíritu. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. It's not talking about going sinning and stuff like that, but it's talking about even, and, you know, people that try to save the law and behave and do things like that. And I mean, we're serving God with our flesh, with our mind. But we don't serve it with our spirit. We need the Spirit of God. We need the protection of God. We need God to, because the, let me read it. For the law of the Spirit is life. I mean, the law of the Spirit is life in Christ Jesus, have made me free from the law of sin and death. Porque la ley del Espíritu en Cristo Jesús me ha librado de la ley del pecado y de la muerte. Si alguien pregunta qué me podía librar de este pecado, de este cuerpo pecaminoso, hermanos, es el Espíritu de Dios. Es la ley del Espíritu, hermanos. Cuando nosotros, hermanos, recibimos el Espíritu Santo, hermanos, recibimos más que la presencia de Dios, hermanos, gloria al Señor, recibimos una protección en nuestras vidas. When we receive Jesus Christ as a Savior, we receive the Spirit of God, we receive a protection. In John chapter 3, John told Nicodemus, you must be born of water and the Spirit. Yeah, we get baptized in Jesus' name for the forgiveness of our sins. We forget about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. El Señor dijo a Nicodemo, necesario que nazcas de nuevo, nazcas de agua y de Espíritu. Es muy importante, hermanos, que nazcamos del Espíritu Santo. Gloria al Señor. La palabra de Dios nos dice cuando Dios creó a Adán, when God created Adam, amen, and he said, let us make man to in our image. And sometimes, a couple of times, I hear people arguing who that he's talking to. When God said, let us make man, that he's talking to the angels, that he's talking to somebody else. Amen. You know, God is talking to us. And I know God created all the animals, and God created all the fruit trees and all the animals of the sea. Amen. But when we came to create a man, he wanted to make a special attention. El Señor creó los animales, Él creó todos los frutos de la tierra, hermanos, Él creó todos los animales del mar, hermanos, todas las aves de los cielos, hermanos, pero cuando vino a crear al hombre, hermanos, habló, dijo, creamos al hombre a nuestra imagen y semejanza, hermanos, estaba diciendo, hermanos, que es algo especial lo que estaba haciendo. No lo hizo como nomás decir la palabra y fue hecho, ese que lo formó del polvo de la tierra. He formed him out of the dust of the earth. He created man. And when he blew into his nostrils, amen, he became a living soul. So Adam and Eve, when they were in the garden, amen, they had a special protection. They didn't know any sin, because God was inside of them, and God was outside of them. God was protecting them. They didn't know no sin until they eat of the tree of the good and evil, the tree of knowledge. Then sin came into the mind, into the hearts. And God cannot dwell where there is sin. That's when they find out they were naked, because there was no protection. There was no God in the midst. Por eso se dieron cuenta que no había protección. Se encontraron que estaban desnudos. Y cuando escucharon la voz de Dios, tuvieron miedo y corrieron y se escondieron porque estaban desnudos. Se dieron cuenta por primera vez que no tenían ropa, que estaban desnudos por el pecado que entró al hombre. Pero Cristo Jesús vino a este mundo, hermanos, para darnos vida. Jesus Christ came to this world to give us life. La palabra de Dios dice que la paga del pecado es muerte. The wages of sin is dead. But the gift of God is eternal life. El don de Dios es vida eterna. Aleluya. Jesucristo dice, yo vine para dar vida y vida en abundancia. I came to you to give you life, not just for a couple of years, but I give you life eternal. God came for a purpose to save us, and not only just to save us, but one of these days to take us to heaven. Amen. So we're going to jump to verse 29, el verso 29 del mismo libro, the same book. Dice, porque los que antes conoció, también los predestinó para que fuesen hechos conforme a la imagen de su Hijo. For who he did foreknew, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, and he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Para que Jesucristo fuera el primogénito entre muchos hermanos. Y a los que predestinó, a estos también llamó. Y a los que llamó, a estos también justificó. Y a los que justificó, a esos también glorificó. Moreover, who he predestinate, then he also called. And who he called, he also justified. And who he justified, he also glorified. And sometimes we think we're going to be glorified when we go to heaven. Yeah, well, the Bible says when the perfect day comes, we're going to be changed. We're going to be transformed. We're going to be perfect. As Jesus was perfect when he resurrected. But the glory of God, God justifies us by faith. The Bible says in Romans, I think it's chapter 7 or 5, we're justified by faith. We believe in God. We believe the word of God. And we justify by faith and receive God in our hearts. So he predestinated you. He did predestinate me. Dios nos predestinó, hermanos, para ir al cielo. Predestinar es que nos prepara para un futuro. He predestinated means he will prepare us for a future. And then he called us to be and to become unto his image. And then when he calls us, he justifies us. Y cuando nos llamó, nos justificó. Y cuando nos justificó, también nos glorificó. When he justifies us, he glorifies us also. Now the garment of God, God is a spirit. God is a spirit. But the garment of God is his glory. So we receive the Holy Ghost, we receive God in our hearts. Paul told the Corinthians, don't you know that you are the temple of the living God? And God dwells in you. Not a Mickey Mouse God. God Almighty dwells in you. Amen. So when God is in us, his glory is a protection. So when we glorify ourselves, we don't have to wait until we go to heaven to be glorified. We are glorified already. And that's our protection. When we walk in the Spirit, the glory of God is protecting us. So that way there's no condemnation coming unto us because we have the protection of God. We have the Spirit of God. Tenemos el Espíritu de Dios que nos protege, hermanos, nuestras vidas, hermanos, nos protege, hermanos, porque tenemos la protección del Espíritu de Dios y también la gloria de Dios, hermanos, para que así nosotros tengamos, hermanos, protección y no haya nada, hermanos, que nos pueda traernos decir que hay condenación. Nowadays is People just don't understand. And they do something wrong and they condemn themselves and they prefer to leave the Lord and they feel they're not worthy. They feel they don't deserve. I mean, nobody deserves what we have. Nobody deserves the grace and the love of God. Nobody deserves. I don't deserve it. I don't deserve God's mercy. I don't deserve what God has done for me. I mean, but he's merciful. We don't live so we can be saved. We don't do things for God so we can be saved. We're already saved. Now we have the grace of God and the love of God. We have the promise of God already. We cover. Amen. But we have to do things from God because the Bible says faith without works is dead. That we do things for God because we love God. Not to go to heaven. Not to receive the Spirit of God. It's a gift of God. The Holy Spirit is a gift from God. It's not like you say, I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. Porque God is holy. He is holy. He is holy. He's Almighty God. But he wants to dwell in our hearts. I mean, the Bible says he searched for those who worship him in the spirit and truth. God is seeking those who worship God with all their hearts, with all their passion, with all their love. God wants to dwell in the people's lives. Serving God is not a boring life. Serving God is exciting. It's something that, I mean, just to think about it, God is in our hearts and God dwells in us and we have the Spirit of God in our hearts. I mean, God is with me. I mean, and that's a blessing in itself. It's the greatest blessing. I might not have a new car. I might not have blue eyes. I might not have things in this world. I might not have things, but I mean, but when I have Jesus, I have Jesus, I got his promise. I have the blessings of God, amen. I have the promise of God, amen. It's something to get excited about, amen. When we come to the house of God, amen, we should come worshiping God for everything he has done already. Por eso debemos de gozarnos cuando venimos a la casa de Dios, hermanos, porque Dios ha hecho cosas grandes para nosotros, nos ha perdonado todos nuestros pecados, aleluya, los echó a la profundo de la mar, hermanos, todos los pecados que hicimos y todos los pecados que venían en nosotros, Dios nos ha perdonado, nos ha hecho unas nuevas criaturas. This is not a religion. It's our relationship with God. It's our relationship with the Spirit. We should seek the Spirit of God. I mean, that's why we come to church early, 30 minutes early, not to hear the music play, but to enter into the kingdom of God, to enter in the Spirit of God. I mean, speak in tongues and just thank God for the day and thank God for his blessings. I mean, it's just, you want God to bless you in a special way. You want God to do something special. I mean, I know sometimes maybe we come just because we want to come because that way the pastor won't call me, so I'm going to go to church. Tenemos que venir a la iglesia con un plan. No tenemos que venir a ver qué va a pasar. We cannot come just to see what's going to happen. We're going to come to make it happen. Amen. Worship God and praise God, our Lord and Savior. Amen. He deserves all the honor and glory. He deserves all the praise. Amen. He deserves, amen. As soon as we walk in through those doors, we should be thankful. Hallelujah. We should be praising him. Hallelujah. We should be glad to be in the house of the Lord. We should be praising God with all our hearts. We should be praising God. Amen. Just go crazy. We don't have to wait until the altar call. We don't have to wait until the end. We don't have to wait for the music. Amen. When the music starts, we should be excited. Cuando empiece la música, debemos ya estar excitados para alabar al Señor, hermanos, porque venimos esperando algo de Dios. Venimos a esperar el ambiente. And I know sometimes we have problems and we got trials in our lives. And we come to church all defeated. We come to church like Oh, I don't deserve God. I don't deserve for God to help me. And we already defeated. Amen. We forgot that God is love. We forgot that God is merciful. We forgot that God is good. And we say all the time. God is good all the time. And if we come defeated, man, just throw it outside. Leave it outside. Amen. You're a child of God. You're a child of God. You deserve, amen, to have victory in your life. A veces que venimos a la casa de Dios, hermanos, con problemas, venimos vencidos, hermanos, cansados del camino, gloria al Señor, pero venimos a recibir bendición de Dios, que Dios venga y nos refresque nuestro corazón, que Dios venga y refresque nuestra alma, hermanos, y nos dé fuerzas para vivir un día más para Cristo, hermanos, para seguir adelante. Todos necesitamos de Dios, amén, todos necesitamos. Yo necesito de Dios, usted necesita de Dios, hermanos, usted necesita recibir bendición, hermanos. La palabra de Dios dice que vivimos de gloria en gloria. The word of God says that we live in glory, not defeated, but we live in glory and then a higher glory, amen, because God is in the midst, amen. If God with us, who could be against us? Amen. There's no devil in hell, there's no demon, there's nothing can defeat you, amen, there's nothing that can put you down. I know the devil wants to condemn you, the devil wants to tell you that you don't deserve it, you don't deserve God, you don't deserve the mercy of God, amen, but, amen, God is good. Dios ha sido bueno. Dios ha sido bueno. Let's all stand. God is good all the time. Amen. Dios ha sido bueno. A veces que las bendiciones, pensamos que Dios nos está bendiciendo, hermanos, económicamente, pero nos pueden robar lo que tenemos ahorita. When comfort comes into our lives and God gives us what we need, and we put aside, we put God in the back burner when we need him in an emergency. And it's not like that. We need God every day, whether we have money or not. I mean, were we happy or not? We were sick or not? We need God every day. We need a touch from God. I don't know about you, but I need a touch from God today. I need God to bless me, so I want to open the altar. It's just open your heart. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, just open your mouth and praise God. Just praise God. Let the Spirit take over. Let God take over. Let the Spirit of God take over in your life. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, halakora ya sota yarara masata koraba. Oh, yaroka sayarama. Speak in tongues, come on. Speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Cover yourself with the Spirit of God, with the glory of God. Oh, yala la kosata rama yasotama. Hayaroro kasata rama. Hallelujah. Oh, yaro kasata rama. Hallelujah, rokasita la yala mahala. Oh God, hallelujah. I need you, Lord. I need your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh Marasa Yarokosata Mayarama.
Ayaroka satarayara masitaralama. Ayaroka satarayara lama karasitaraba.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Gracias, Señor. Ayaroka satarama. Alala sukata sikaraya ramusa tayarama. Stay as long as you want. Hermanos, Dios los bendiga, hermanos. Quédense el tiempo que ustedes gusten. Amén. El pastor no está aquí. Podemos estarnos a medianoche. The pastor's not here, so we can stay up all night. I'm just kidding. Amén. So.